Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny afternoon in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains sunny and hot. As we move into the evening, temperatures are expected to cool down slightly. Here are today's headlines. First, G7 leaders demand a ceasefire in Lebanon, aiming to reduce reliance on the Hormuz Strait following tensions with Iran, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, several people are reportedly injured in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel notes the G7's call for a ceasefire and the disarmament of Hezbollah. Also this hour, President Trump, at the G7 summit in France, stated that the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran is not final. Walla reported his assertion that he might return to military action. Separately, Axios reports that Trump's stance on Iran has caused a rift within his base, with the Iran war being a divisive issue in his tenure. And finally, JT reveals the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is investigating allegations of anti-Semitism at the American Psychological Association. Reaction has been swift on social media. Sharon Haskell, Israel's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, shared on Times Now that Hezbollah continues its attacks on Israel, acting independently of Iran's government. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted Lebanese President Aoun's support for a ceasefire and willingness to engage with any nation, including Iran, to achieve it. Iris, an observer, reported that the IDF is currently engaged in operations in southern Lebanon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the G7's demand for a ceasefire in Lebanon. Ynet covered that leaders are seeking to reduce dependence on the Hormuz Strait amidst rising tensions with Iran. Trump presented a potential interim deal, but questions remain regarding Iran's nuclear capabilities and regional militancy. A ceasefire could ease regional tensions, but challenges persist. Turning to the Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel reported injuries amid ongoing hostilities. The G7's call for a ceasefire and the disarmament of Hezbollah underscores the urgency for peace. This strike adds to the complexities of achieving lasting stability in the region. Meanwhile, President Trump's comments at the G7 summit highlight the fragility of the agreement with Iran. As reported by Walla, Trump's uncertainty about the memorandum and potential return to military action reflect ongoing tensions. The international community remains watchful of the implications for global security. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlighted the deepening divide within Trump's base over his Iran policy. The Iran conflict stands out as a contentious issue causing isolation within his support group. This division may influence U.S. foreign policy approaches moving forward. Finally, JTA's report on anti-Semitism allegations within the American Psychological Association is significant. The investigation by the Department of Health and Human Services could have far-reaching implications for professional standards and cultural sensitivity in the field. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC reports that Israel continues to feel the impact of Iran's missile strikes from Operation Rising Lion. Urban landscapes are changing, with new construction juxtaposed against damaged areas. Separately, Nasdaq-traded Ondas has unveiled autonomous defense systems, according to Ynet Business. Their AI-driven platform integrates drones and ground robots, showcasing advanced military technology. And finally, Walla Business reveals disparities in training fund yields. Analysts saw a 2.75% return in May, highlighting the competitive nature of financial markets between Wall Street and Tel Aviv. That's your Israel 18 News update. For this afternoon, we'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.